While economists are still in shock after South African Reserve Bank threw the country a curveball and hiked the repo rate by 50 basis points. Now, this was announced by the SARB governor, Lesetja Kanyaho, yesterday, and saw the repo rate increase from 5.25% to 7.70%. What is the apparent reason behind this? And when, you know, customers are already struggling and are facing more challenging times ahead. And we discussed this with Efficient Group Chief Economist Davi Ruert this afternoon. Davi, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you, Anisha.
So, did you expect this decision, Davi, as many economists seem to be very shocked by the announcement?
Yeah, it sounds quite dramatic. Economists being shocked about this announcement. No, I did not expect it. I expected the Reserve Bank to increase only by 25 basis points, not 50 basis points. So it came as a bit of a surprise. But having said that, remember the South African Reserve Bank's got access to information that we economists don't always have. They do their own research. They also have excellent macroeconomic models. And when the governor explained why they've decided to increase by 50 basis points, I understood completely, and I think that they made the right decision. But I had it wrong in that I initially thought that 25 bps will be enough, or 25 basis points. But after listening to the governor, I think that was the right decision. I just maybe, from a personal professional point of view, just make this comment. Quite often you get the, when economists make the wrong prediction, and I guess I have to include myself in this as well, but quite often when you make the wrong prediction, then you tend to point the finger to the Reserve Bank and say, they made a mistake, not me. But in this instance, I made a mistake. I think the 25 bps that I predicted are going to increase, I think that was wrong, given the more information that the Reserve Bank shared with us, and I think 50 basis points was the right decision.
All right, so, you know, this is an aggressive rate hike, and the trend has been similar for, but consumers are struggling to keep their heads above water. Why do you feel that this is a good, can you maybe explain that to us?
Yeah. All right, let me explain why. Part of the reason, of course there are many other reasons, but part of the reason, let me just give the reason why I expected the Reserve Bank is going to increase by 25 basis points only. And again, there are more than one reason, but one important reason has to do with the fact that the Americans a week ago decided to increase interest rates by only 25 basis points. Now, I know 25 for us and 25 for them are different rates of increase, because their interest rates are generally lower than ours. So I'm not going to go into the technical part, but that's part of the reason. So their increase was slightly lower than what we've expected. Why I say this is a good thing is because we are currently in South Africa, we are especially the poor, and I think the point that you are making is that we are suffering. Food prices are going up, everything is becoming more expensive, and now the Reserve Bank is making a difficult situation even worse by increasing interest rates. I think that is the argument. And I think that is the wrong argument. It is a wrong argument because as things stand, inflation will keep on going up, and people, your wages will keep on losing buying power. If your wages keep on losing buying power, you're going to be in a more difficult situation in any event. Now, the Reserve Bank wants to stop that cycle of your wages losing its value, and they do that by increasing interest rates. Of course, increasing interest rates is a very blunt instrument. It is not necessarily the right, it certainly is not the right instrument. There are alternatives, but it's the only instrument available to us after the ball has been dropped by many other institutions in South Africa. The Reserve Bank is the only one left, really, to catch the ball. So they are forced, basically, to increase interest rates because the alternatives are politically very difficult to implement.
All right. So main reasons why the hike has basically, you know, been brought in, can you tell us what those are?
Yeah, because the Reserve Bank, and this is the information we did not have, because the Reserve Bank, they determined that inflation expectations have risen. They also determined, based on the macroeconomic model, that average inflation in South Africa now is going to be a little bit higher than previously thought. They also saw, and I agree with that, is that underlying inflationary trends have become more widespread. So this is not only a matter of like one or two things going up in prices. More and more things are going up in prices. So inflation has become more entrenched. And in order to fix that, we have to increase interest rates by 50 basis points. That was their call, which I believe now is the right decision.
Mm-hmm. So will this bring stability to the economy then?
No, it's going to cause a lot of damage to the economy. It will lead to economic growth even lower, and that's what the Reserve Bank also said. They said economic growth this year is probably going to be 0.2%. I think, in fact, the South African economy is already in a recession. So this is going to damage economic growth. It's a blunt instrument. It's going to be painful. It's going to be bad for economic growth. But having said that, we are going through a difficult time. The economy is, in any event, not going to grow because of, amongst others, many other reasons as well, but because of high levels of inflation. And what the Reserve Bank is trying to achieve is to force economic growth slower, to take demand out of the economy so that we can force inflation lower so that we can lay a better foundation for stronger economic growth going forward. And that's the crucial thing that we have to be aware of. It is much better to have high short-term interest rates for a short period of time than to have high inflation for a long period of time. But again, I must emphasize, interest rates is a blunt instrument. There are alternatives, what they can and should do. But those alternatives are politically very difficult to do. So if you really want to point the finger to somebody that's responsible for the mess in which we are in, don't point the finger to the Reserve Bank. The guys that are responsible for this mess are people like, for example, allowing for electricity prices going up by more than 18%, which is going to happen the 1st of April. Allowing civil servants getting wage increases in excess of 7.5%. That is completely unacceptable. Allowing the local authorities to collapse, or allowing inefficiency of the state and everything that goes with that. Basically, the finger should be pointed and to the right people, and the right people is a government that's implementing the wrong macroeconomic policies, and a government that is far too populist and trying to please institutions like, for example, organized labor, especially the civil servants. Those are the reasons why we are in the mess, and the Reserve Bank is simply trying to clean up the mess after government has caused all these things going wrong in South Africa at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of impact will this have now, for instance, on homeowners or consumers?
Yeah.
Who will be the most hardest hit by it?
Yes, of course people will be hard hit by this. Yeah, your wage, your mortgage will go up, your payment in your car will go up, you will have to really budget a little bit tighter because your interest payment will go up. Fortunately for people that's got some savings in the bank, you will get a little bit more from the bank now. So people that owe money will be punished. People that's got savings, they will get a slightly benefit from this. But, you know, before we get too negative about the whole thing, actually we are all in South Africa are a little bit better off today. And we are a little bit better off because yesterday, before the announcement, I don't know where the rand is trading at the moment, but before it, the rand was trading at weaker than 18 rand to the US dollar. And the rand is basically the share price of South Africa Incorporated. And
yes,
after the announcement, the share price appreciated. So in terms of South Africa's share price, the rand, we are a little bit better. All of us in South Africa are a little bit better off. So it's not only bad news. The rand appreciated, and that's always a good sign and a sign that the Reserve Bank made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. So then, does this paint, or like you've said, it actually doesn't paint a gloomy picture. It's actually a little bit of sunshine coming through, poking through the clouds for us at the moment.
It is a matter of taking the really bitter medicine, because there's something wrong in the economy. We need to fix. This economy is sick. We need to fix it. The medicine, the only medicine available now, is to increase interest rates. It's a bitter medicine. We need to take it. But once we've taken it, we will create a foundation for stronger economic growth going forward. I must add that the South African economy alone, or the South African Reserve Bank alone, cannot grow the economy. They cannot create jobs. Their job is to provide a currency that's relatively stable. In other words, low inflation. If we want to create jobs in South Africa and grow the economy, that is the responsible for government to create an environment, and they're certainly not doing that, to create an environment that's good for economic growth, and then the private sector will, in a friendly environment, create wealth and create jobs and everything that goes with that. Then that's what we need to do. So we might get lower inflation going forward, which is better than having high inflation. But until we make some other structural adjustments to the economy is not going to grow in any way.
All right. Davi, thank you very much for the insight. And hopefully we speak again soon. But have a good weekend ahead.
Thank you. The same to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.